the evil conspiracy theorist that doesn't believe known liars that have been caught lying thousands of times. I'm very thankful that you've joined us on this June 17th, 2012 worldwide transmission for human liberty in defense of freedom and resistance to tyranny and oppressive pot-bellied scumbags of every formation. There are good pot bellies, by the way. Just the globalists happen to be pot bellies generally, so we throw that in. I mean, I'm kind of small pot belly myself. I mean, no attack on pot bellies. I mean, I attack folks with mustaches, just noticing all the police have mustaches. But I'm not saying it's bad to have a mustache. Why? I happen to have one as well. Just you can't see it. All right, another lame attempt at humor. We are taping this Friday here in the time-space continuum, and you are listening on Sunday, and so am I, on my trusty free iPhone app. Oh, yeah. And we've got quite a bit coming up for you. Big interview I did this week with Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor. That's coming up. And then we're going to talk about the transhumanist and the Russian government and the UN telling us that humanity as we know it is over. That is coming up as well at the end of this worldwide transmission. And we have also done a lot of other exciting things in the fight against tyranny because I'm only alive once. Every day I get up at about 6 a.m., sometimes earlier, and I think, they could kill me any time. I better really do a good job today. And, of course, I don't most of the time. But, I mean, we're only alive once, and we're fighting a bunch of scum, and I want to defeat them. I believe in humanity. We've got a good chance to defeat these people. We've launched PlanetInfoWars.com, the social network. Hundreds of thousands of people visit it every day. 21,000 people have actually joined it and created profiles, written articles, posted incredible art, poetry, meetup groups, dating, liberty lovers on there. So please be sure and check out planetinfowars.com today or this evening because that's what it's all about. You know, we had a little social network and it failed because it was just a plug-in. It had like 30-something thousand members, I don't know, 40,000 members. And I've run into so many people that met each other, got married, had children, loved liberty together. So that's a small part of what it's about, but that's one of the main drivers because I do believe in matchmaking people that love freedom and getting them together. So be sure and check out planetinfowars.com. Again, we're going to go to break and give you three different segments of the hour interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. The system is demonizing the fact that his TV show probably won't air. The fact that a lot of stuff's been censored, the fact that he is suing that Navy SEAL guy for claiming he punched him out as part of a swift boating operation. That is all coming up with Jesse Ventura and then the larger transhumanist agenda. But we're all in this together. You know, the globalists believe they're God because they understand the human life cycle. They study humans and like they're aliens and decided to manipulate us. But in doing that, they manipulate themselves because it's all blowback. As much as they try to stay separate from us, they're still part of us, even if they are the cancerous part that acts in a psychopathic fashion. So that is the bottom line on that front. I also want to add, I couldn't do this without the listeners. I couldn't do this radio show without the great team and the folks. It's Friday night, and we're just now recording this for Sunday, and Chris Alanis is going to be late in the evening not seeing his wife and children to get this edited and packaged for you on Sunday. So I want to give a wink and a nod and a curtsy. Like I gave Lord Monckton when he was here. Chris, did I not give him a full curtsy? Even though men aren't supposed to do that, it was very obnoxious and funny, and he laughed a lot about it. Very fun to desecrate royalty. He's a good guy, but he understood the joke. Of course, I'm not celebrating the Diamond Jubilee. I'm just going to be honest with everybody here right now. But that's it. We're going to come back with Jesse Ventura and the Transhumanist 2045. It's all coming up onward and beyond, or in through and beyond, as they say in the film Black Hole. Again, I'm Alex Jones reporting from the front lines of the InfoWar, a free human that wished for liberty and prosperity and decency and transparency, one who believed in honor and all that is good, one who sought to defend innocence, in essence, an enemy of the state, an enemy of the New World Order. All truth lovers, stay tuned. Globalists, go straight to hell. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, time flies. It's hard to believe that I've known Jesse Ventura like it's over 7 years now. We were just talking during the break. His dog's 8 years old now. I'm the same his age in dog years. My children are shooting up like weeds. Life is certainly short. And Jesse Ventura is back from Mexico in another great book. He told me the name of the book about a year ago when he started writing it. And, boy, it's perfect timing right now. People are really sick of both parties, Democrats and Republicans. No more gangs in government. It's already racing up the New York Times bestseller list. All his books have been New York Times bestsellers. I think one of them was even a number one. He can correct me if I'm wrong. We've got the book at Infowars.com, discounted with his other great books, American Conspiracies and 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, all at Infowars.com and bookstores everywhere. Governor, we've got the waterfront to cover here. TSA, nanny state, weaponized drones, your lawsuit against the Navy SEAL that lied about you and why you went ahead with that. All of it is coming up. Rand Paul, there's so many issues. But let's get into your new book. I think it's one of your best. Where did you come up with the name? And for folks that are listening right now, what does the book break down?
Well, the name, I don't recall who it was. It might have been Senator Dean Barkley, who I appointed to fill the Wellstone seat after Senator Wellstone died. It may have come from him or whatever. But somebody at some point in my life, within the last decade, referred to the two parties as the Democrats and the Republicans. And I thought it was so perfect because when you look, okay, let's go to the Crips and the Bloods, the two street gangs that we use their names. Well, the Crips colors are blue. Well, what's a Democratic state? It's a blue state, right? The Bloods, naturally, their color is red. Republicans, what's a Republican state? Red state. So they even use the same color code as the street gangs. And I'd like to tell people, these two parties are even more dangerous than the street gangs are, because the Crips and the Bloods only occupy small little areas of the U.S. where they can be dangerous, the gangs. The Republicans and the Democrats affect each and every one of us every day. Every American is affected by these two gangs, the Democrats and the Republicans. And so I wrote the book because I wanted to expose how horrible it is in light of the Supreme Court's decision that money is free speech and that corporations have the same rights as an individual. It's now completely out of hand, Alex. These corporations are funneling so many millions of dollars into these campaigns, and these two parties have created a system that is based completely on bribery. If you bribe them, you will get what you want. If you don't, well, you're just out of luck then. Now, what troubles me a great deal is that if we commit a bribe offense in the private sector, you go to jail. And yet our whole political system is based upon bribery. And, you know, and money is free speech. Well, I'd love to see the next bank robber, when he goes to trial, say, well, Your Honor, I was simply exercising my right of free speech. Because after all, our Supreme Court said that money is free speech. And so clearly our courts are failing us. The Democrats and Republicans, the legislative branch is failing us. The president and the executive branch is failing us. And the fourth branch, the unwritten branch of government, the media, is failing us. Why? Because the media, it was interesting, I saw Dan Rather on the other day. And if you'll recall, he got fired because he reported on George Bush's, George Bush the Kid, his service record. Well, every bit of it was true, and Dan Rather got fired for telling the truth. And the other thing, the point Rather made was, back then there were probably 40 media outlets giving us information. Today you're down to about four corporations that control all the media in the United States. And that's dangerous because they're controlled, the corporate, and that's the definition of fascism. The corporations are controlling our government. They're controlling our media. If you read the works of General Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, the most decorated Marine in history, he died in the 40s. Smedley Butler said, I didn't fight for the American people. I fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they didn't get cooperation in South and Central America, they sent in the Marines to get it.
And that's what your book breaks down. And you're right. I mean, the Crimson Bloods might kill 500 people or less a year. I was looking at some of the crime statistics. It was more than 1,000 a year or so during the peak in the mid and late 1980s. The gangs that run our country are militarizing the police, federalizing him, torturing people, passing the NDAA saying they'll kill citizens when they want, saying they'll kill U.S. citizens with weaponized drones inside the U.S. They're taxing the daylights out of us. They're spying on us without warrants and just admitting it. Bill Gates is coming out with bracelets for students that will determine emotional cognitive response, tracking their waves, their brain waves. I mean, this is like a science fiction nightmare. And the Democrats and Republicans got caught insider trading, as you know, Governor.
Sure.
And they said, oh, it's legal for us. And then you've got LaGrande over in the IMF saying she's exempt from taxes, but Greece needs to pay more. I mean, we've got a criminal class running wild. How do we reverse it? I know the book addresses that. What's your ideas to stop these people?
Well, the first thing we could do, the most important thing for anyone that wants to strike out as a patriot against where our government's going today, stop voting for them. That's the simple thing you can do. Quit voting for Democrats, Republicans. I am going to fully endorse my former colleague, Governor Gary Johnson of New Mexico. He's a terrific man. He has the endorsement of the Libertarian Party, and he will get my vote. I will campaign relentlessly for him because Ron Paul apparently is going to end it at the end of the Republican convention. I don't hear any word at all that he's going to go independent at all. The Libertarians made their move already. And so I will support Governor Johnson completely. He's quit the Republican Party because they wouldn't even allow him to debate or even participate because he wasn't the chosen one. And let me add for people so they realize something. Recall and go back to when the Obama-McCain election took place, and of course President Obama won. Immediately upon that, we started seeing ads on television about the Mormon religion. Remember those?
Yes.
All over TV, we started getting influx of the
giant billboards.
Well, I'm also a Mormon.
Yeah, giant billboards, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was to prepare us. They already had Romney picked out at that point. The Republican, all this debates was baloney. Always remember this. You don't pick your president. The two gangs do. You'll get a gang member from one side and a gang member from the other side, and then you're expected to choose which one of those gang members you want to be the president.
And they are a gang.
People can now change that and vote for Governor Johnson to be our next president.
Governor Ventura, I think this is an excellent idea that you have to really try to brand things as the Republicans being the Bloods and the Democrats being the Crips. It's really starting to get political traction out there, and I think that's why you told me off air you're running into a lot of censorship. You're having your interviews cut short or canceled. We're going to talk about that. But since we got into the 2012 race, Ron Paul is not as hardcore in a lot of issues now. Rand came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. His father did not endorse in the presidential election. Of course, McCain, this is a big departure. People are upset about that. What's your take on it?
Well, how do you not endorse your own father? I mean, Ron Paul hasn't officially left the race. They haven't even had their convention yet. So my view is that, you know, the Tea Party's phony. I cover that in this book. You know, they've been taken over by the Koch brothers. What maybe started off as a good idea, then you ended up with Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and all them. The same as the Wall Street movement is trying to be co-opted by the Democrats. Well, these movements, you can't allow that to happen. And that is typical gang warfare.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free,
800-686-2237. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Houston, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're not going to dwell on this too much because Governor Ventura wants it all to come out in court. That's what his lawyers have advised. I agree with him. It's going to come out. Depositions have begun. I don't know how much Ventura can repeat here, but do you feel that you've been swift-voted, and when was the last time you were in a barroom fight, Governor?
Well, I absolutely feel that I've been swift-voted. There's no doubt about it. And what was interesting when it happened to Senator Kerry, I learned later that his main accuser did not even arrive in Vietnam until months after Senator Kerry had already come home to the States. So the guy wasn't even there to question whether the senator had earned his medals or not. And besides, you don't put yourself in for medals. Your commanding officer does. So it was really so. Yeah, I feel I've been swift voted. There's no doubt about it. But as I said, I wouldn't be suing the guy if the story were true. And the story is completely false. And therefore, my only alternative to clear my name and to attempt to get it cleared is to take him to court, and I'll let a jury decide who they want to believe.
Can we talk about your lawyers if they're confident?
Absolutely, they're confident. That's all I'll say. They're very confident, or I wouldn't be going to court.
No, I know, but you told me that off air, but I want to make sure that wasn't.
They feel very good about the case, that they can win the case, but you never know for certain.
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not leading Jesse Ventura. I'm trying to get him to repeat stuff he's told me without letting out what he's told me. But I tell you, the right thing to do is Chris Kyle needs to go ahead and go public now and admit the truth before this gets much deeper. Just go ahead and tell us what News Corp told you to do.
Well, it would be my preference, Alex, not to go to court because court gets very expensive, but he leaves me no choice. I mean, he won't admit that the story's made up for whatever reason. It's not true, and so I'm left with no alternative but to go to federal court and let a jury decide it. But
you know, when I first met you 7 years ago, I heard some propaganda on the web, so I went and looked it up myself, made some phone calls, and found out you were telling the truth. But just to bring this up here, and we'll get back into all the other issues in the book, it's so powerful. The last three have been so good, so informative. I don't know which one's my favorite, but Lord Monckton, he is a hereditary peer. It's listed on the royal websites in England. His dad was a famous lord, and he's Lord Christopher Monckton, an anti-global warming guy. You interviewed him for one of your TV shows. They ran a big hoax saying he's not a lord, and he made it up, and counting on the public being ignorant. So they say you're not a Navy SEAL. Well, I was like, wait a minute. Underwater demolition team, the History Channel says that's what started the SEALs. He went through SEALs training. He was, you know, in the Vietnam era. And I went and looked and found out that it was people that didn't like your anti-war stance came out and said you were never in the SEALs. Next, they may say that I'm not even who I say I am either. We have to defend each other when they come out with these hoaxes. If they come out, folks, and say I'm a drug dealer, it's not true. I mean, I have a pretty boring life. I mean, it scares me to know what are they going to make up about us next, Governor?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and in this country today, you have to be prepared to defend yourself, especially with the Internet. You know, anything can be put on the Internet. The Internet's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. It's tremendous because it gives us a great deal of information that we don't get with the mainstream media. But on the flip side, just like anything, there's an upside and there's a downside. On the downside, you have to be very careful what you believe and choose to believe because anyone can lie on the Internet. There is nothing there, no truth detection device that you can apply to the Internet.
Well, sure,
absolutely, if you're hearing the truth or not.
It's just like the mainstream media. You've got to go to the original sources.
Yep.
And that brings us to the next issue. Again, you've told me a lot of stuff in confidence, which I appreciate because I've been part of the show 3 seasons. We've gotten to be friends. A lot of crazy stuff went on behind the scenes, but I've been sworn to secrecy about the things that happened. Not just the congressman calling or Homeland Security threatening Time Warner, the parent company of of True TV. We know they pulled your Homeland Security piece on the FEMA camps. Since that happened, the Army governor has admitted they have re-education camps. We got a document 2 months ago. The Army responded, said, yes, that's a classified document. So now you've been validated, but they had that pulled, erased off TiVo, never re-aired, as the other episodes do dozens of times. What is happening with the third installment of conspiracy theory?
Well, unfortunately, we finished it all in November. Normally, it would go on the air in January. It's now sitting there being nitpicked with more, you know, I think it's a delay tactic. I now believe 50-50 that the 8 shows we did this fall will never see the light of day. Because it's already June. We had them done in November. You know? And they're supposedly still doing the fine tuning of editing. Well, give me a break. You can get that done in 2 to 3 weeks, a month at the moment.
Well, they made them totally re-edit it and then still didn't like it. But both shows were big hits. Big hits.
Well, both seasons have been outstanding, and this would have been the third season of 8 more shows. But I don't know if they're ever going to see the light of day or not. You know, it's True TV has the right to not put them on, certainly, and I see no indication that they're going to be on. They may, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll wait till fall and put them on during the election time. That'd be wonderful. But I don't know. I mean, they've sure, you know, they've gone out of their normal mode, because normally we finish them in November and they air right away in January.
And the major TV publications reported that both seasons got record viewers for new seasons. 1.7, 1.8 million viewers for that channel is as big as it basically gets for them. Huge hits and millions spent to make them. And now the question is, do you think putting pressure on them, people contacting them, will have any effect? Or do you think outside pressure has been placed on them?
I think that could work the opposite. That could make them not put them on. If the people who are deciding because they're too controversial or they have information that the public doesn't want to get, and if maybe if the public starts demanding it, that'll make them even lock them up more. I don't know. I don't know which way to go on that, Alex. Certainly people are entitled to express their opinion. If they would like to contact them, I'm not going to tell them not to. You can do what you want. I'm a great believer in personal freedom. And every one of your listeners should have the ability to have personal freedom if they want to write a letter asking what's happened to conspiracy theory, why are you sitting on it, why won't you air them the way Jesse Ventura and them edited them instead of re-editing them and, you know, dumbing them down, which is really what they're trying to do, I think. They're trying to really dumb them down.
Yeah. It's. I've been told the behind-the-scenes stuff. I better just keep my mouth shut because it was told in confidence. It's pretty bad.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, approved fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Tell folks what MSNBC did with the golden handcuffs.
No, when I first came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there. I didn't seek a second term. I was the voice of the independent. As Eleanor Cliff called me, the high priest of the third party movement. So they got in a bidding war between Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, which would give me a show 5 days a week on television in the evening. And MSNBC won out. Well, we went together. We followed everything they wanted done. They even sent, I wanted it shot in Minneapolis because I felt it would be nice to get a Midwest perspective for a change rather than the East or West Coast where they do most of their stuff. And they agreed to it. They even sent an MSNBC guy out to work with us and create the whole show. We created, did everything they wanted, and Eric Sorensen, who was in charge, came out. He didn't even watch the show we did and told us that he wouldn't put us on the air. Well, then let me back up a little. When they first hired me, Eric took me to the Super Bowl in San Diego, and we were driving up the Los Angeles then. And in the car, he told me that after he hired me, he got two phone calls from people very high up in Washington. He would never reveal to me who they were, but he said that these people were very angry and wanted to know why they were giving me a national forum, you know, a show on national TV.
Wow.
Well, lo and behold, I never got it because they pulled the plug on the show, basically. They relegated us to a few Saturday shows where I think we had four or five shows on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It was still the second highest rated show they had, right behind Hardball with Chris Matthews. And then they simply cut me, and because I was under contract with them for 3 years, and I honor my contract stated that I could not do any news shows, nor could I participate in anything on cable television at all. So in essence, they bound and gagged me, and they paid me the entire money, and I will just say this, I was paid like a professional athlete on that level. They paid me the entire 3 years. My checks came. Even my assistant got paid for the entire 3 years. But I had to then, as I said, honor my contract. And so for 3 years, I could not speak out on anything.
Yeah, you were the hottest commodity out there, I remember. And they literally, at the time I said on air, he's off the air, that's golden handcuffs. They do that to executives and people that they're scared of that will go start a new company. You were given golden handcuffs, Governor.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. And then, of course, the contract ended. And that 3 years later, that's when you saw me reemerge again when I wrote the book, you know, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, the first book. And I then started, of course, going on TV shows and all that because they no longer contracted.
And that got high ratings. And you destroyed Hannity. You do really good in person when people get nasty because you're so calm and work so well on your feet. Now I'm noticing they don't put you on as much, even though you're more a sought-after guest. Let's talk about what's happening now. They're really scared of this idea of the Republicans and Democrats being gangs.
Well, like I said, Fox News won't have me on at all. They're nighttime. They're big people. MSNBC will not have me on. They're now the liberal side. They're the Democrat side. The other's the Republican side. Those two, the only TV. Now, Fox News puts me on, but I think they're a different department. I am doing a couple on Fox News, but that's a different ball of wax, I think. And CNN will have me on. Although this morning on CNN, I was supposed to get three segments because they asked me for three songs to lead in. So I gave them a Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, and Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones. The only one played was Whole Lot of Love because they had me for one brief 3-minute segment this morning. I believe I was cut there even at CNN, although I did have a terrific interview last night with Piers Morgan.
And then you also got cut with, it doesn't really matter, he didn't have many listeners, but Don Imus.
Oh, yeah, Don Imus. They wanted me to have five songs, so I chose five songs by Rage Against the Machine. And people who don't follow that era of rock, they were banned by Clear Channel. None of their music was allowed to be played prior to and during the Iraq War. So, and I'm a huge fan now of Tom Morello, the lead guitar player. I believe he is our next Woody Guthrie. He's our next Bob Dylan. He's our next Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's out there. He stood with the Occupy Wall Street people. He flew right.
No, I know. I've interviewed him.
Stand with the union workers in Madison against Governor Walker there.
I've had a chance to interview him a few times. Every time I'm at a protest or something, hey, there's Tom Morello. Do you live at these things, buddy?
Well, hey, Tom Morello to me is a great American.
Oh, no, I'm saying he's a very successful big rock star, sold tens of millions of albums, and there he is in a lot of dangerous places, quite frankly. I mean, I see him quite often out there, regular guy, with the people.
Well, I would love to get a chance to meet him. Like I said, he's one of my new rock and roll heroes.
Well, he's absolutely down to earth, Jesse. You'd love him. Shifting gears, we talked about this yesterday on the phone, and you laughed and said it doesn't surprise me. But I actually have a big stack of these. Congresswoman lashes out at TSA for hiring pedophiles and child pornographers. And it turns out key head TSA agents over whole gates and airports are defrocked priests, child pornographers, convicted rapists. So this is being done on purpose. And I've got a whole stack of news. You've been out of the country. I want to read this to you. Again, Defrock Priest hired as the head in Philadelphia. Representative John Micah calls TSA, the little bastard child. The TSA, again, every 2 days is being caught raping, stealing, molesting, running child porn, running prostitutes. I mean, who else would want to grab people's genitals all day? What is your take on the TSA? And now 2 years you haven't flown, Governor.
Well, I don't know about any of that stuff, Alex, so I'm not going to comment on it. I can only speak to my own experience and how I feel, and that is this. I'm outraged that it cost me $20,000 to go to court in front of a federal judge to be told she didn't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question. And that's what they do with anyone that challenges in our court system, the TSA and Homeland Security. They don't have jurisdiction. Well, people need to understand clearly, when you go to any airport in the United States today, you are not protected by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. In other words, they can do anything they want to you out there, and there's nowhere you can seek redress because the courts will not hear it.
It's a lawless criminal zone, but let me raise this to you, because I understand you've been out of the country until a few weeks ago. This is the Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. She listed 50 pedophile crimes of the TSA. I mean, this is in the news, so I'm saying, if that's true, you told me off air you're not surprised, but no, sir. I mean, it is true that they're finding a bunch of them that are being put in leadership positions are pervs. What do you think of that?
Well, why wouldn't they? I believe that that's why pedophiles become Catholic priests. I believe they're pedophiles first, and they become priests because pedophiles are nothing but predators. They're hunters.
Yes.
They hunt children. They can't be cured. And so they need to put themselves in a position where the hunting is good. And that's why I believe when you got pedophile priests, they were pedophiles long before they became priests.
Yes.
And so why wouldn't they join the TSA, where they can grope little children and where they have the government's blessing to do so? That's one of the places where Lou Dobbs and I stand hand in hand. Lou Dobbs said, "Thank you, Governor," when I brought the lawsuit. And in fact, I'll be doing Lou's show. So it'll be interesting to see, what he says to me about the dismissal of my lawsuit the way it was. But again, it doesn't surprise me because pedophiles are predators and they're going to go wherever the hunting is best to satisfy their sick, demented minds when they should belong in jail. They'll put pot smokers in jail, but they'll turn pedophiles loose in the neighborhood.
Well said, Governor. You're absolutely right. I just want you to repeat what you said privately on the phone yesterday. And yes, that is the case, folks. It is a pedophile epidemic. The Congresswoman is exposing it. This is really coming out, and these are abusers. And they're not all pedophiles. Some of them like good-looking women. I got one in Las Vegas who clearly liked men. I mean, it is disgusting. All right, that concludes excerpts of my interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura earlier in the week. When we come back, my analysis of the Transhumanist 2045 UN meeting. Powerful info straight. I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food.
Tasty Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, it is Central Texas. Central Texas, my friends, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition, 17th of June, 2012. I want to play a promo that ran a few months ago. I played part of this earlier in the week, but I want to play it all end-to-end right now, of a UN conference put on in Moscow 2 months ago, and Ray Kurzweil was there. And they just openly announced world government, the end of humanity as we know it, merging with technology. I just want to point out that all of this technology is being piggybacked with back doors of control, and that most autopsies they do now, they find nanotech in people's brains that is in processed foods. I mean, this is crazy. I saw an article on Friday in the French news agency where again, the baby formula being shipped all over the world from China has mercury in it, not just melamine. And what is the response to the FDA? Look this up. They go, well, melamine's not bad for you. No, it just kills you. It causes organ failure. And, hey, mercury is good for your brain. I mean, I got local CBS News saying mercury's good for your brain on tape. I played it here before. This is Twilight Zone. The globalists are deciding to take control of our evolutionary development. I thought you might want to have a choice or at least a debate about that. I know it's not as important as dancing with the stars or acting cool in front of, you know, your neighbors. I mean, I do it too. But we've got to get out of this shallow Madison Avenue mode if we're ever going to have any basic freedom in this society. So here is the utopia offered by the UN as they chart this course. And what's crazy is it's not a utopia, it's a dystopia. And they know it full well. So here it is, Transhumanism 2045.
The world is on the verge of global change. The speed of data transmission has increased by multiples of millions. The rate of globally significant events and that of discoveries and crises is growing exponentially. Our civilization is like an uncaptained ship sailing on rough seas with neither chart nor compass, all the while moving faster and faster. The time we have to make the right decisions is shorter and shorter. We are facing the choice to fall into a new dark age, into affliction and degradation, or to find a new model for human development and create not simply a new civilization, but a new mankind. Historic crises show that to break the deadlock, we need technological revolution. It is clear that today's revolution will also require the deepest social transformation. The world's community and leaders should encourage mankind instead of wasting resources on solving momentary problems. To focus on the technologies of the future, nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, cognitive technology, genetics, and robotics. Doing so will allow us to find new sources of energy, create fundamentally new architecture and transportation, allow unprecedented developments of human cognitive abilities, refine artificial intelligences and brain-computer interfaces, simulate complex systems, create humanoid robots and cyborgs, and with the help of nanorobots, we may develop manageable matter. Find ways to transfer one's personality to an artificial carrier. Yet what we need is not just another technological revolution, but a new civilizational paradigm. We need new philosophy and ideology, new ethics, new culture and new psychology, and even new metaphysics. We must reset our limits, go beyond ourselves, beyond the Earth, and beyond the solar system. This is an adequate response to the challenges of our time. Thus, new reality and future man will arise. Could it happen spontaneously? By itself? Unlikely. Humanity does not have a master plan of its development. It seeks stability. It lives in the present and does not plan. It preserves the status quo and tries to escape development. It does not tend to map future centuries and take responsibility for evolution. In consumer society's culture, there is no evolutionary vocabulary and rhetoric. To break the deadlock, the Russia 2045 movement was founded. It is a mega project intended to reach new heights and meanings. We intend to create a new vector for civilization, aimed at constant human development and evolution. As happened with the mega projects of the last century, the nuclear and the space programs, we integrate the latest discoveries and developments from the sciences. Physics, energetics, aeronautics, bioengineering, nanotechnology, neurology, cybernetics, cognitive science. May everlasting spiritual ideals and values help us avoid going astray. Our project will give new meanings to the millions of people on Earth, will become a result of their joint creativity, and will lead us out of the impasse. Away from the murder of nature and physical death, forward to the realm of freedom and creativity, to the depths of the ocean and to the stars, to the infinite universe of our inner world. Our forecast for the next 40 years. February 2012. Global Future 2045 Congress is held in Moscow. It is a debate platform for discussion of our civilization's prospects for development. 2012 to 2013, the global economic and social crises are exacerbated. The debates on the global paradigm of future development intensifies. New transhumanist movements and parties emerge. Russia 2045 transforms into World 2045. Simultaneously, the 2045.com international social network for open innovation is expanding. Here, anyone interested may propose a project, take part in working on it, or fund it, or both. In the network, there are scientists, scholars, researchers, financiers, and managers. 2013 to 2014. New centers working on cybernetic technologies for the development of radical life extension rise. The race for immortality starts. 2015 to 2020. The avatar is created. A robotic human copy controlled by thought via brain-computer interface.
It becomes as popular as a car. In Russia and in the world appear, in testing mode, several breakthrough projects. Android robots to replace people in manufacturing tasks. Android robot servants for every home. Thought-controlled avatars to provide telepresence in any place of the world and abolish the need for business trips. Flying cars. Thought-driven mobile communications built into the body or sprayed onto the skin. 2020 to 2025. An autonomous system providing life support for the brain and allowing it interaction with the environment is created. The brain is transplanted into an Avatar B. With Avatar B, man receives new, expanded life. 2025. The new generation of avatars provides complete transmission of sensations from all five sensory robot organs to the operator. 2030 to 2035. Rebrain. The colossal project of brain reverse engineering is implemented. World science comes very close to understanding the principles of consciousness. 2035. The first successful attempt to transfer one's personality to an alternative carrier. The epoch of cybernetic immortality begins. 2040 to 2050. Bodies made of nanorobots that can take any shape arise alongside hologram bodies. 2045 to 2050. Drastic changes in social structure and in scientific and technological development. All the prerequisites for space expansion are established. For the man of the future, war and violence are unacceptable. The main priority of his development is spiritual self-improvement. A new era dawns. The era of neo-humanity.
Do you know what transhumanism is? It's got a lot of camp followers that don't really know. Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley's brother who ran the UN at UNESCO in the 50s, said that Hitler had made eugenics look bad. And so they made the decision to call it transhumanism. It's basically the total enslavement of humanity dressed up as trendy and cool. Well, that's it for this Sunday transmission. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
This is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.